10.
Look towards the opposite side of the park, where you can see the spire of St Luke's Church, Bromley Common, behind the trees in the corner. The park is in the parish of St Luke's.
On Holmesdale Road, just past the gasworks, is a brick industrial building. It is not a coincidence that this is over where the Black Brook, or Ravensbourne West River, crosses Holmesdale Road. It was built by Henry Podger, who was the son of a farmer who on hard times was convicted of thieving from his employer in 1842. In Henry's early years, he worked at Woolwich Arsenal and then set up a laundry business here in 1864 using the stream's water until mains water arrived. Henry Podger is described as a real rags-to-riches story and was so successful that he opened 3 shops in Bromley alone and specialised in difficult items such as hat plumes and furniture and used machinery that he designed himself, including the first collar ironing machine, which was shown at the International Health Exhibition in 1884. The current building was rebuilt after a fire in 1886. The laundry employed many local people until the 1920s.
The brick field was already a grass playing field when I moved here in 1959, but the lady down the road, who had moved in 8 years earlier, remembered it being grassed over. The work was done by the contractors, the McIntoshes. I was told that in the war there were 2 big guns, anti-aircraft, in there, as it was a very big pit. And there was half a house left from the Second World War bombing at number 43 Havelock Road, with all the children playing in it. Every year, at the end of the year, Raglan School would have a sports day on the brick field, and my Maritza was the champion running one year. At the weekend, the Raglan boys used to come and play football with the teacher. We used to go there in the evening as a family and play tennis and badminton. My Morris would never allow us to picnic on the other side of the field. It had to be in our corner. The brick field was left to the children of Raglan Road School, and the council was to look after it on their behalf. Maritza, Havelock Road, since 1959.
In recent years, since about 2016, the park has been used as a roost for the herring gulls and black-headed gulls who forage at the waste transfer station at Waldo Road. Before the gulls arrived, there had been a large flock of hundreds of carrion crows who had supplemented their rubbish diet with the local songbirds. As the herring gulls have moved the crows on, songbirds have recovered in the park and local gardens. Continue down the side of the park